Welcome to Paul's History Hour. Today we're going to be talking about two topics in particular. The two topics we are going to be talking about today are both objects. Both these objects are from Yves Saint Laurent, which is a French designer. One of them is a jacket called Suit. Both jackets were made in 1968, and they both have the mark of being formerly of the army. The first one I'll be talking about is more of a light tan color. It's in the Metropolitan Museum of Art's online collection. It's currently not on display, and it's been in the museum collection since the late 90s, 1997 to be exact. In this coat, I'll just describe it for a little bit. So up in there are two chest pockets, both buttoned. There's to take on and put off the coat. It's a button-down coat, and also there are two thigh pockets. Around the hips, or maybe the center stomach, there's a slight little elastic strip sort of keep it together. This object was a fashion accessory worn by usually the rich and sometimes famous of France. It was not by any stretch a common person's jacket. This was a designer jacket that was made for people with money who were interested in showing that they had money. However, what's important about this jacket is that it is military fashion that has integrated so thoroughly into society and so deeply, it's seeped in so deeply, that even designers along the lines of Yves Saint Laurent are putting it among their collections and designing, you know, jackets and I'm sure pants and shirts that are based off the former army style. And so that's about it for the first object. So now we're going to take a short break and then we'll be back to discuss the second object. And now we're back from the break. The second object is titled Safari. It's rather similar to the first one in that there are two chest pockets, two thigh pockets as well. They're long sleeved, it has a slight collar. However, this one, to take it on and put it off, it's a piece of fabric, a piece of string exactly, that's used to hold it together and put them together. And the Safari, like the suit, manufactured in 1968 or thereabouts, made of cotton. This one came into the Metropolitan Museum's collection in 2002. And now what both of these jackets have in common is that they are both reactionary fashion, if you will, to the uniforms that were worn by the French army soldiers during the Algerian War of Independence. Now, the Algerian War of Independence lasted from 1954 to 1962, when the French Fifth Republic voted to give independence to the Algerian Republic, as it would then become. Now, like the Vietnam War in the United States, the Algerian War for Independence was a rather long, brutal, and bloody conflict which left hundreds of thousands of civilians dead. Now, most of these civilians, in addition to the many French troops who were killed, were fighting over Algeria, a territory in northern Africa that was colonized by the French in the late 1800s, and at this point in time, this time being the 1950s, was seen by many French people, leaders, and troops as being an inseparable part of France. And as such, the French were inclined to fight harshly, brutally, and often inhumanely to hold their territorial gains. And what this ties into, really, is a realization that in the post-World War II era, many nations could not hold on to the colonies that they had once enjoyed for the past 75 years in the real imperialist era. The Algerian War was so significant, in fact, that it led to the downfall of the French Fourth Republic. Now, this is notable for a few reasons, the first of which is that the colonial struggle, as it was seen, you know, especially during this time period with the British being forced to give up many of their African possessions, much like the French, was a period of realization for the European countries in the destruction and the ruins of post-World War II society, with much of Europe and France in rubble. The countries realized that they could not sustain these vast overseas empires. They did not have the money, the time, and furthermore, it did not seem morally right for them to be governing people. The old theories of white man's burden to help out the uncivilized heathens had fallen out of favor and been thoroughly discredited the world around. And so the Algerian War of Independence and these, you know, imitation or reactionary fashion that they spawned years after is really a reaction within French society attempting to deal with the horrors and problems brought on by the Algerian War. Much as the current army style jacket that became popular in the US in the late 60s, 70s, and into the early 80s, both the Safari and the suit are very similar to what was worn by French troops in Africa. And similar to Vietnam, these conflicts were emotionally scarring, they were extremely difficult to deal with soldiers, and most importantly, they divided the people of the countries who were at war. As we saw in both the United States and in France, the populations became sharply divided over what to do about extraterritorial conflicts in which their soldiers were abroad, fighting an enemy they neither knew nor understood. To wrap this up, both the suit and the safari jacket are emblematic of the post-colonial struggle, the struggle by peoples thought of as, quote, third world, unquote, who were exploited and destroyed by the Europeans and Americans throughout the late 19th and early 20th century. And this was their time. This was their time to say that we are not your subjects, we are people all our own, and we do not have rulers or overlords who reside in a different continent and who know nothing of our people and our customs. So the significance of these jackets is that they showed the effects of the war. They showed the effects of the Algerian War of Independence, and how deeply ingrained it had become in society, even 6 years after it had ended. And so that brings an end to today's Paul's History Hour. And I hope to see you back here next week where we'll tackle another interesting topic.